Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Empowerment Effect podcast. My name is Eileen Bennett, and I am your host. This podcast is about step four of the Empowerment Effect: find your strengths. The mantra for this step is, be as kind as you would be to anyone else. And step four aligns with phase two of the AAA of absolutely everything, which is acknowledgement. So you've established where you are, you have envisaged where you want to go, and you've identified the gaps. Now, in step four, you're going to find the inner resources available to help keep you going. It's possible that step three has left you quite shaken and uncertain because you took an honest look at what could be called your weaknesses. But what if I told you that there's no such thing as a weakness? Every perceived weakness, fault, defect, lack or limitation you can name has the potential to become a powerful force for positive transformation. You are here, on this planet, at this time, simply because a determined sperm met an accepting egg and began to grow into you. You have survived from the moment of your conception until now, because you're in possession of innate and acquired strengths. Whether or not you can see them yet, you are imbued with qualities and characteristics that make you a valuable and vital asset to this world. Everything you've experienced up to this moment has been preparing you for the empowerment effect. As you complete the following exercises, remember the mantra for this step: be as kind as you would be to anyone else. So this is your opportunity to showcase all that is good about you. There's no need to be shy. You wouldn't be trying to make yourself a better person if you were not already intrinsically good. Nobody else has to see the answers you write, so don't hold back. Let's find your strengths. When you think of the games you enjoyed as a child, what's the first one that comes to mind? Why do you think you remember that game first? What did you like best about it? What qualities did you inherit or learn from an early age? For example, work ethic, honesty, sense of humour, curiosity, creativity, empathy, loyalty. What qualities have you had to learn or work for? Like patience, confidence, dedication, focus, kindness, attention to detail, trustworthiness. What comes easily to you? What are you good at? Is it cooking, gardening, DIY, dancing, writing, painting, listening, talking, bookkeeping, organizing? What skills or qualifications have you earned? For example, teaching, interior design, medicine, bricklaying, human rights, plumbing, engineering, science, sports coaching. Be as kind as you would be to anyone else. And without overthinking, quickly write your own eulogy. Imagine that you're standing in front of your friends and family at your own funeral. What will you say about you? What are all the unique habits and characteristics that people will miss about you? Be kind. Don't hold back. Nobody will read your words unless you choose to share them. What would the world miss about the unique and amazing character that is you? Your eyes. Your smile. Your bad jokes. Your wisdom. Your Sunday dinners. Your helping hands. If all the stories and experiences and quirks that add up to you were not around anymore, what is gone forever? That's it. You've started where you are. You've created your vision. You've noticed the gaps and you've found your strengths. Step five is where we bring it all together and shine your unique light on the world as we ignite your passion. If you'd like to know more, go to eileenbennett.com. There's loads of free resources there. Or you can find my Facebook page, is The Empowerment Effect. And there's a private Facebook group also called The Empowerment Effect. lots of free resources for you, so you have no excuses not to get up and get going.